And that lamed vav on aleph kira. You don't break your dama. Shulam a shak on evari. What's the machlekes? Shmuel says it's the reason why it should be very dama because it's piriyavi. It's a pri. I got the yarek, whatever. Shmuel says shak on evari. How do you say falakshes? Being that it's going to end up being falakshes, it's going to end up being kasha. Rashi says any toshim b'itam is kasha gates. Therefore, it loses the bracha. Like Mara, it's snowing several hackers to make Rabbi Adama. Mara makes a chil, it's snowing, you do a date to the Pagula, the Kala. My man saying, Dikla, you don't do a date to the Kaira. So Mara saying the chilik is basically that snowing is a date to the Akhir, is not a date to the Akhir. And the Shaila is more sorts of saying several hackers, then the Mara is a kasha from snowing, and the Mara says a date to the Akhir. The Shaila is the Maskana, what's the Kanakuda? Is the Kanakuda the fact that it's date to the Akhir? That's enough in Achas Bachas? Or the issue is out, or it's going to be, or it's two svaras together. Since it's Hevel Hakshay, since it's not the Dachi, therefore that's the reason why it loses its breath. So, Nechakle Yishenim. The Russian Benayona, whether the Maskana went in both reasons, only one reason. The Russian says, the Russian says, the Russian says, he throws in that you have both svaras. So it's Sefer Hakshis, and also you don't do that to the Achi. Mashenka in there Benayona just says, the Maskana Begmar, all you need is the svara to the Achi, and you're not going to need, you don't need both svaras. Now, what's the svar we have of this kaira? This kaira is since a person does a date to hachi, therefore it doesn't get its shame pri, and therefore that's the reason why it's not going to keep its eker bracha. So the place in the Scots, Hearts of Palm, I'm familiar with it. Someone brought in. Do you have one here?
What?
Sorry, I finished the tip.
Okay, what bracha did you make on it?
Adama.
Why did you make Adama?
The
grown in
South America are grown for the Hearts of Palm, as opposed to the ones grown here.
And there's the whole Svara, that's the whole Svara of the Gemara is that do you say it's Adamo or do you say it's a Hakol? Well, it's a Svara to say it's a Hakol, so the Svara of Hakol is. We have no more of a Svara to say, actually, it's okay, I don't know what's going to be in that. And the other Svara is because it's not Daiti Dahaki. We pass in Daka. Kaira. Meish Dallas is a Kara Shirach and Tlis Milan Hoshana, whatever, that you make Shak and Navari. Lashem is Rizloid, this is Elon Adak, the Lamech is a Kara Shirach, it's not your Das, the Mount of Elon, as his Kasha, Vyasa Pri, hates Vigal Pri, this is Zan Adak. So the Hearts of Palm, the place can say, like a laser, we have a Meister of a laser. That the Pesach is that being that these things are a date to the Hachi, that they're specifically made and grown to be a das, to be Hearts of Palms, so therefore, those are more than that, that the Hachi, like this is a date to the Hachi, so therefore, Avad Chaygan and Elof is it's going to be Shaka. Sorry, it's going to be Adam. What do you say? It's just not a. It's a Yerik, it's not a. It's not. What? It dies every single year. We see more in the Gather of Eitz and Elon dies every single year. And when you cut it open soon, right away in the season, it dies. So it's more
dies every year?
Once you cut it open, it dies. So it's not something which could like stay around. Once you cut it off, I'm saying that. But. You want to explain to see how they are exactly?
Sorry?
Do you want to explain to see how they're grown? You know that
they
exist?
How
they're grown? No, it seems to be like something like where they grow, and whenever you cut it open to get to the thing, so then the thing automatically dies. That's what it says.
Cut it down all the way to the bottom.
Not a tree from eight.
What?
Not a tree from eight.
Yeah, we'll see more in the eight side and more in Rich Kimmel, but Akbar and Vesmish. Now, the Taz discusses, apparently. The Taz discusses Kineas Retuvim. That was growing, he says like this. So you have these Kineas. So there are two types of Kineas. So those which are grown. Which is a diet to eat raw, and those which are only grown, which are diet to dry up, and to yom shalom. Zakta taz. If it's shalginos, which are das lachachayin, make rabbi adamah. Mashenkein, if you're dealing with the ones with sadis, which you wait till they dry out, over there, it's not a dati dahachi, and therefore you make a shakan of the vine. There's like that's two types of kenyas. There's once, there's more eating out of the gemara, what's more say say? Whenever it's not a dati dahachi, you lose this bracha. Even though it's not a dumb, it's not the plan, it's not it's what we're going for, it loses bracha and turns shakan. It's like that's who didn't have anything that's kenyas. That's not a dati dahachi, there are two types it says. There's one type, which is a dati dahachi. The Mashenkein, the sadis, which was not a dike to the haki, so then those you're going to make shakin in the bar. Zaktevin is they missed the boat. That's not the whole sigur. The sigur never discuss something which is the actual shame pri, or the actual fruit that we say, ah, it's not a dike to the haki, it doesn't get its bracha. They only discuss something which is not the ikar pri, so if it's not a dike to the haki, then loses its bracha. Mashenkein, something which is the ikar pri, we don't find that if you have ikar pri and it's not the main shimush, since you have a pri. Not the main shemesh of a pri. I normally eat it like this, normally like that. So if it's roi lachol, so then it's the same pri. And I can say, since it's not the ikar shemesh of a pri, it's not normally how a person eats it, it loses the same pri. Therefore, it's like that, that about these things, being that it's ikar pri, there's no svar dak to dak. And there's a machlik, as we say, it's machlik, it's halon de gemara. The gemara says, if it's not dak to dak, he loses his bracha. Is it the tazling, whenever you have something that's not the normal shemesh of the food, therefore it loses chashivas of bracha? And it goes down to Shahakal. That's what the Taz is doing. The Avanaiz is saying, no, you missed the boat. The Gemara never says such a thing. The Gemara says something, somebody's not Iker Pri. It's not the main thing. Being it's not your Das, so therefore it doesn't have a Cheshivish Pri. Something which is bad, it's in the Pri. It's Kineas. This is the Pri. The fact that it's not the normal Shimish, how people use it, when people are raw, people are 90 raw, so that it's not gonna, you're not going to say it's Asvara, and therefore it retains its Bracha. Iker Pri. In other words, you don't. Send a capri, you don't say such a thing. It says that once we got maybe because it's chita, make a bapri adama, but that's not normal eating it. It doesn't lose his bracha. And so, if you have the capri, you don't say that to the haki, and therefore he says that it retains his bracha. Yeah, clear? Fine. The chazan says, I'm going to give him he says that this whole svara, that we say das, works. This whole cheshbon like that. Okay, that's it. You have ikar pri. You don't say such a thing. The Gemara is only handling something. This koira in hilchos tumas oichlin. It's not a tama. It's not tumas oichlin. In hilchos tumas oichlin. It's not a tama. So it's really, it doesn't have a shem oichlin to it. It's not considered a pri. Therefore, elamai one. It's a little condition of his bracha over there, which is something we were handling before in other sukkahs. So that's a koira. If you're familiar with some of the tires, the Gemara Evan chesmin zan. It's not a tama to say. That's this does not have a shem. And helps him retire. Elamine, Hilchas Brachas from the Chadish, that's something which, if you have enough from it and it goes from the ground and it has some Shaykhas to maybe be used in Zashimus, so maybe it would get a Bracha. And therefore, it would be Daitit Haki, and people would do a Daitit Haki, it would get a Shem Bracha. But that's the whole thing he's talking about. But about the whole thing never discuss the scenario situation, so much Mamash or Pri Gamer, just is not done a Daitit Haki that changes his Bracha. I just froze for the game of Reish Dalit. What? Lama Gemel Aleph, Kazanish in my Swiss. I mean, Archai, I'm sorry. In the Sharbitim, which we also mean the discussion, Sharbitim are the shell, right? The shell of his kidneys. These days, Menachem, when he did without the kidneys to make a bracha. Do you say that it's considered the Taz wants to say make a bracha bracha adama, it's the same exact thing. Mashing the Ebenezer's chilek, and Ebenezer says that it's not a normal zach, it's not related to the eichel, and therefore the Ebenezer's chilek and says that you make a shakel. Therefore, Mishra Paskins, when dealing with the kidneys, toiv, lechil, lizosh, eichel, and the kidneys, bracha, the kidneys, it's better to make it into a tafel. As a shout out to bracha, it's on the Shemitim. Do you say it's shakel? Do you say it's like the version of the pre? It's like the Mishra, what's the best thing? After it, hide the eichel, tafel, eat it together with the kidneys or patron, and that's what he recommends in terms of doing that. Fine. So the Gemara says that that's all with Kairos. What's the Kairos? It can say in Lambdas and Kairos two Nakudas. One is just Kaz over. One is Maskanda Gemara, you need two Svaras, Seifel Hakshays and Das, or just Das. Das alone makes it enough. The other Shaila is Nechkel Achrenim. Is Das a Svara always? The task goes, yeah. That's it could always be kaveya. Mashenkein and Avanayzer, Chazan, Shnatachrim say that. I want to get something which is a fruit. Havada Das is not going to work. Only by Koyer was a Chefzer, the thing is not really Oichel. And Tumas Oichel, then we can say it's Aswara. Or it's not the Ikapri, then Das plays a role. But I think so much the Ikapri, Havada, the person would not say anything. Fine, the Gemara says, what's with Seinen? So the Gemara says, Seinen, the luck is that. Kitz is bracha, save the access, and we're saying not each adite the pagula. Saying is a person's dance to go ahead and eat it. Power pass riskim of success. Saying in a bracha by priadam. Saying you make a bracha by priadam. Aye, save the access, we don't care. You make a priadam because the person does that to lucky. That's a normal thing to do. Now the shah is what's with our radishes with manazah. So, Pasha wasn't the harvest say, what bracha you make on it? It's simply from the Gemara. You make by Pri Adama. It's a regular fruit. It's like the lachi. You make the bracha. So Moshe brings down from the Chai Odom that soinu shalanu shumar. It's bitter. Vein derech lachal pass. Person doesn't any soinu without any pass. Lui chashiva chokach and berachav shakla. He says that's not considered a pri. Oh, the Gemara says tomorrow. A person doesn't like the lachi, but a person if it's bitter and a person would never eat it like that, that does not get a shame pri, and therefore they make a shakla. It means on the grass. It brings us on the chagakiv that lamaisa. And tough sad tough ain't hey the mice make very bread. So because I'm a clicus, what's good with Sinem Zanazet? You say that since no one eats without bread, therefore it's different than the case of the Gemara and it's not called that to the Aki? Or do you say that the Shad is that no, it has a Hashiva's Eichel and it keeps its bracha? So Moshe and Shuva Aleph Bebes brings on the Machlikus, very short Shuva, he says the Machlikus by Adam and the grass, and he suggests making shahakal, so he gets the falashitas, and he, you know, he suggests that you make shahakal. What do you say? It's something which a person does not eat normally eat by itself, therefore we're not going to give it, it's bitter, and therefore we're not going to give it the chashivas a pre. So a person never eats it by itself. Okay, so now let's just talk about what some CS is going on with Manazah, in terms of. Basically, the kaladah was like this. We have to figure out the two parts of his brachas, right? There's the sugya, which, and then there's the mitzvahs. Especially what people do and when. What do people? You have to just know, like, you know, just mitzvahs in terms of like what's normal, what's not normal, what's different societies, maybe different things, and it can be society, it can be normal. So I guess we could try speaking about a couple of things. Aren't you like a klipas? That's, you know, that's the next which basis of gamble. Here we're talking about snoring. The Gemara says, "I like the dachi make adama." Chayav them saying nowadays they're really not so eaten. Only dachi they pass, therefore it loses its bracha. I'm thinking the grass is it keeps its bracha, and which passes is that it keeps its bracha. So I guess if somebody would eat, let's go. What's some season is that? Radishes. Do you know any radishes by itself?
Yeah.
Hungarians?
Yeah,
people
eat
them
in soup. People put them in salad.
In salad? You just, well, you just take a white radish, red radish, in types. What do you think? They just like red? What?
Carapace.
You just pop it. You're saying you just eat it like?
Carapace.
Yeah, you just eat it plain.
You just eat it plain. Okay.
If it's only in salad, it makes a difference.
Oh, it's like it. If, okay, if that's the mitzvah, well, okay, go ahead, yeah. So you want to just give us a quick, what? No, we have a professional cook over here, so help us out. What? Huh? If it's normally eaten, it keeps his bracha. If it's not, nobody doesn't give his bracha. So you tell me red radishes, just one, red radishes people eat?
Yeah.
White?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Horse no.
Huh? Who?
Horse ride.
What is that?
No, if you. It doesn't make a difference if it's only eaten in salad.
No, you put it in salad also. It's a regular vegetable. It's not something which is like. What about crane?
Crane is mixed with beetroots. Crane is a sandwich.
People eat like this in Mara, straight.
Huh?
Because they have a mitzvah to do it.
Because the base has to call it dove. It's normally eaten, you make a dhamma. If it's not normally, you make a shakal. And, yeah, so yeah, that's going to be the.
What about Mara? Eating bitter Mara, you make shakal on it?
So get the in a second. So I was ready for the attack. It's not normally, you know, we have to get fine. Okay, so the Gemara in the Hemshich discusses in terms of I guess we'll focus more on the Rishbis chalak of it of a sugya, and then we'll go to the other chalak of the sugya as we go along. The Gemara discusses when does something get a shame pri. The Gemara handles the Gemara Harla and the Gemara Shvius. The Gemara says that Amy says because it wants to be Shvius, Hashem says Kolayim is Rishitzio. As soon as it starts like growing, it's already gets a shame pri, and this sort of has to on you know, the opposite of Paris of Shemitah. So as soon as it's Rishitzio, already gets a shame pri, and it's going to be a Shvius. Basila says Bechuv Mishiyashru. Front of me, Shiyigru, Zayshin Shitzno, different Shira, Mashang Yishakal, and this is going to be Mishia Yitzio. By Baiser, I think Mar brings down that the time to get a Shira is Kashir Polalapan. I guess the Shira being Polalapan, then the luck is that's when it gets its shame. That's when it gets its shame, Brock. Look to you, this. Pockets we can't love a priest, not a priest. We came to the limit of Baiser, Pockets, we pull a Vachan love a priest. Hates, if it's too small, you'll make a bracha. Before something gets the shape, you break the adama. Once it gets the shape, you break the eight. Therefore, it's like places that pull. Until you get the shape of 11, it's going to be. It's going to be adama. And if you get the shape of 11, then the lach is going to be quite pre eight. Now, the Mechaber passes the lach. The Mechaber says that reach base of base. That. Base that comes once you get the 11, you break the adama. Once you get the 11, you make a pre eight. Since we don't know the shape of 11, you make a pre adama. Don't know what to do, make repair dumb. So think about Ravam, why you know the share per 11? Just look at it, measure it. Like, why is it so difficult? Why can't we figure out what this share per 11 is? Why is it going to be a suffix? So Ravam says, because the Gemara is talking about Debra Tziasim, and nowadays, apparently, the Tziasim and the size of the per 11 and the Greeks are different. And therefore, being that the sizes are different, we're never able to figure out what the per 11 is, and therefore, you're going to make a repair dumb. This could be pulled even bigger than grapes, or different types, and therefore you make a. You don't know what to do, and therefore you make a bar peyadama until it gets very big. The zakta mishnah brura, that is all very good eats for bracha rishayna. What about bracha achorayna? Because the reason why you say bar peyadama because the average bar peyadama is going to be yaitza. Zakta mishnah brura, but his baiser. That only helps for Bracha Shaina, but Bracha Chorini have a problem. Because it'd be suffic. Do you make, if it's the Iker Pri, so you make a main Shalish, which is not Iker Pri, you make a Bracha Fashis. So being that, it might not be the Iker Pri yet, you make a Bracha Fashis, which is Iker Pri, you make a Bracha of main Shalish, therefore Zuck. Mr. Brewer, you can't eat these boys, they're only Taif Asuna. So the Shah is like this. They have, in the Shuk, they have sometimes like very, very bitter. Do you have a Shuk? Yeah, have a Shuk. Yeah, you have some very, very bitter, small...
Sour or champagne?
What? No, sometimes you have oat cluster and there's like some small ones on the thing, which are very, very like
sour.
Bitter, small, sour, and they're not really, all the way there. So the shaila is, do you say that that's considered baiser, and therefore what would be halacha? Bachashan would be adama,
Rabbi
adama, and then bracha kohen would be a suffix that you're going to.
You eat a big grape.
Eat so much. So much the Hey Samach Gimel says, usually Zar, when you buy, sometimes you have a cluster of grapes, and then you have some small ones, which are very small, and they're not so shmack. The issues are not to eat too much of them, because you can get yourself involved in Safik Bracha, Spain Bracha Shana. Bracha Shana you can get out of, you make Adama, but Bracha Chorina, you can get yourself in Safik a lot of them. And then for Shtunbach, Hey Samach Gimel. So maybe you can say Ace is it, maybe it doesn't. Some of those parts, okay, they have it. And says Yishli. So another place on the other hand, Shiva Levi Yud Mem Zayin, those bees and also the Chazanish, Maitis Alafay. They all say the Mitzias is that Shlevi just says like Chazanish is a nusach. If I heard nusach, doesn't stand that he says. I don't remember Kram's Chazanish. No, Chazanish had a nusach that we have a whole cluster of grapes. The whole thing is nigmar, and someone just smaller. He says that's. We see the whole thing got it's right. There's one thing, and Buddha got it right. They're all right. So that's one or two.
What?
I don't know yet. I don't. What?
But
he wants to say is that Svara?
Therefore, what? What do you use? Consider
therefore, he says, consider it's Kamar Pri, like that. Shevelevi says in Yud Mem Zayin that Vav doesn't pass to say, like, you have Iker, Tafo, Rei, Vav, each one down from the outside. Like, why should you deal with each one separately? But he says this, the Metzias is the stuff which you're getting. The other place is that it's not Kamar Pri, it didn't finish up. It got picked too early. That's what happened. Why am I place starting to grow, you plucked it off too early, and therefore it's not really Nigmar.
and therefore that's the reason why it loses its bracha. He says the metzias is the stuff in the b'shuk. He says that's not the metzias. Maybe it's just not, the reason why it's not growing so much because it's whatever the story is. Not just not a gemar pri. Maybe it's a sour one. Maybe it's not such a good one. It's not the, he says that the metzias is the stuff which you're buying. It's not a chesaron that's picked up early and it's boiser and it's not gemar pri. Maybe he says it's pasha that the bracha keeps its bracha. Fine. So now. Now, the point tonight is uvachlei marafus biyoser shenir lechila fi deitchak. If it's very very not reilechel, these things. If sunny rachel, I feel like deitchak you can eat it. Then in rachel of kal, you have these things like mamish. They taste horrible, and you can't eat them at all. So then the halacha is that those are not reilechel deitchak, and therefore it's like mishruk. It's not mechashiv. It's not considered eitz. And therefore, being not really chalid at all, it doesn't get its bracha. Basically, you go ahead and make it sweet. You know, they take these things and they sweeten them up and they make a shmak. So the shayla is now does it get its bracha or not? So what's he say to shayla? He said the shayla is this thing we said it's not really lachal, therefore it doesn't get its shame free. Now I went, I made sugar on it, I made sweet, and I made some type of sweetening, some covering, and now that's it's raw. Now it's really lachal. The shayla is does now get its shame bracha or not? No, it will only be shahakal. Why? Kibatzim is not reilachal. It doesn't have a shame pri. It's not reilachal. I don't know. You went and suited and not made a reilachal. That's not going to give it a shame pri. And therefore, the lach is in that situation. You're going to make a shahakal. One second. He brings down that because that etzim is a pri, and it's a day to dahachi. I shouldn't go over. This is something which is so bitter, which is not right. Therefore, it wouldn't be. He brings a shatzin yates that. Sefer Yosefayim Chilik is there. Kol she'ichu gufa pri, le'ichus matkilu marim. He says, we don't care. Whenever you eat gufa pri, we don't care the fact that it was bitter. And he says that kol she'in ru'e lechila, actually, the second vase the dumb rachel of our pates, v'le dumb in the green, and makes a chilik from garina. So the machlikis, the ancient machlikis, the machlikis is if you have something which the metzias is that it's not really right lachal, and it's like eitz baum, and I sweeten up. So Mishabru is going soisin like the shitas that Rabbi Shahakal, and it's a tzad being the El Safraim that it gets back its original bracha and it'd be eitz. Let's say it's reilachal deit chak. This is a little bit more common. It's reilachal deit chak. What's in the lachal? Mishabru is mashem medayik. Mashem is that whole case is not reilachal at all. It's reilachal deit chak. So even though it's bitter and marmim, even that it's a derech appears kadusam, you make a regular bracha. As roya derech deit chak, it's like the Mishabru then passes you make a regular bracha. Then he brings down from the chayodim the safraim the chaylok, and they say that you want to make a shahakol. Something's roya derech chak. They want to say that the ma'ase sifya beis we find a case something's on roya derech chak. You have pears which eat the chaim with shalom, and eating the oifen which is not the normal way of eating it. Eating it raw. Will be a day of chak and make a shahakal. It's different than maybe over here also will be considered a shahakal. Just beside it over here. The three types of cases of bais. Let's start with each one. If it's before pull up with the lacha, Adam. Once it gets to the shear, what do you do? AIDS. We're not sure what the shear is, therefore it maybe turns into a suffix. If it's only roi lecha a day, Hatchak, no, fine. It's not right lacha, what's the lacha? Right now, right lacha, no bracha. You sweeten it. The Mishruel Shahakman means it's a fine Mishatin, and maybe you get the pre. All this is a pre. Once it picks up, it's okay. What do you say? It never had a shame pre. If it's right lacha, it's hatchak. Mishruel is like, what? Mishruel is like this, eh? Eight. I mean, he's talking about how we make eight. And then he says that, and they say that lemaisi you make a shahakal, unless you like you sweeten it up, then it'll be the etzem, it'll be considered the etzem, etzem pri.
Everybody would be asking if you sweeten
it
up, if it's keeping all the
other ingredients. Now the Bera Locha is very interesting. In the Bera Locha, he says it more like the Chayada. He says that. Lorech lecha rak ed chak. Ein levarchal on by pre eight. Like a vashem second bar. The same chay adam. Mr. Brewer, seems we know you like the chay adam. You know, Mr. Brewer doesn't tip his hand which way he passes. When the halacha he goes like the chay adam, and he says that if only rechad ed chak, then that'll be the halacha. Now we deal with other fruits. So the Gemara gives two shiurim. According to Beis Shammai, as soon as it comes out, according to Beis Hillel, all different levels. The Beis Yosef is bothered by that the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Muslim, and others are Soisim, and they seem to bring down Beis Shammai Shita. They just say, as soon as Beis Yosef, that'll be enough to be considered a free. In fact, the Beis Yosef, the Maitre, the Gemara seems to say like that. The Gemara seems to say together that it is that. And that's a Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, they're going to be different shiurim. According to Beis Hillel, we're going to say that, for Moshe, if you have Keruvim, it has to be Shasheres, and Zaysim has to be the Nates, and it wouldn't be a Bracha. So what's Pshat in the Rush, which is Zaysim, the Chara, like Beis Hillel, the Chara, Shalom, like Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel has very cryptic words. He says that you can't learn from Bracha to Shvias. Not a riot, just because by Shvius is absent free. By Brachis, Lav Dafka is going to be considered, it's going to get a shame free. Why? Because being that it's not Roy Lechel, even by the Shir, which Beis Hillel is bringing down, therefore it's going to be different. Right? So Beis Yosef? Now the Shaila is, why does he say just as soon as the free comes out? The Mark is later Shir. The Mark says a Shir. The Zaysim, and Hurum have later Shir. So like the Beis Yosef, being that it's not Roy Lechel, even by those Shir, therefore it's different than Shvius. The Shaila says, what does he mean? Doesn't make any sense. So if anything should be later then, even. Why is he going to earlier Shir when it comes out? Bishami is earlier than Beis Hillel, right? Bishami is more Mach than Beis Hillel. Kapi Hepsidah. So Shemitah is more Mach. His earlier stage. So look at Beis Hillel. The reason why we said Seisim and said like soon to be comes out, because even the later stage, that's only Shemitah. I'm just saying here, it's not really left until later on. And therefore that's the reason why it's Seisim. So it's like the guy makes no sense. It's opposite. But if that's the Svara, that Shad is not right. So later on, so it should be in a later stage, and why he's saying earlier stage. The Machzal Shekel, the way the Mazda Beis Yosef is that when Yushem should say Mishetziu, is that Avad is a Tanai in Hilchos Brachos, that's Rei Lechel. That's Aleph. So we're saying, when is the Chal Shem Pri? Mishetziu, that's enough. Now, when is the Rei Lechel? Each fruit's going to be different. If it's earlier, it's earlier. If it's later, it's later. And therefore, that's the Seisim, Mishetziu. Avad, Aleph Beis, that's Rei Lechel. That could be much later. It says Mishay Tzu and Rei Lechel, then it's going to be right eat. But to go ahead and give the Shiur on Beis Hillel, that was a Svar Dafkin of a Shemitah. That's a Svar that's ready to give it a Shem Pri. And there was also Absidit. It could be Rachas even much later. Could be Amol, it could be earlier. But with that Klal, at that point, we say has a Shem Pri for Shemitah. For Rachas, it's whenever it's right, whenever it's Rei Lechel. It's not how we pass it. Mechaber just says something like that. It just says Mishay Tzu. The Ramaz says, brings down the different shirim, Heruvim, Zaysim, it brings down the different shirim. Now there's a third sheet of the Goin. The Goin says that he brings down the Malach of the Chaber, it's Tachi, it doesn't make any sense. And he says that Chali missed the boat. That Avada, Shemitah, Arla is one Sagya, and Brachas is a different Sagya. So for Brachas, it's Pashatim that the only time it gets to Shem Pri is when it reaches the land of Yisamaisis. Yisamaisis is Slish Gedulai, at that point already the Schal and it's within various Dinam and Maisers. Before it's Schal and the Dinam and Maisers, so it doesn't have a Shem Pri to it. Therefore, as the guy, it's Pashit until you get to the share of when it's the Maisers, it doesn't have a Shem Pri to it, and therefore you're not making a Bracha. Fine. Where's the Nafkimina of this Halacha the Maisa? Halacha is like this. You have these green tomatoes. They pickle them, apparently, right? They pickle the tomatoes. So the Etzem, state and Meister, the point that tomatoes become reaching some Meister and they start turning red. Now these green tomatoes are not red, they're green. So come out, Kipshuta, whoa, come out. If you hold like a Shita that it's Tali in Mishetziu, Elias Mishetziu. If you're going to hold it's Tali in the Shira, when it's a Meister, Kipshuta is not the Zmana in the Meister. And being that it's not the Zmana in the Meister, so therefore you would not make a dumb on them, you go ahead and make a shahakal on them. So how do we pass him first? So once you pickle it, the question is, even if you pickle it, the question is, does it get its bracha hadama now? or Pshat is, and never had a Shini Pri to it. They know, I might have to pick one. I'm talking about Roy. Somebody you put something, right? So now the Shaila is that a Dhamma or is it a Shackle? Because it's not... But still won't get his bracha if it's not a pre, right? It has to be pre, but it was never a chalas shein pre.
Probably worse than a tree where it's a dhamma and then it's a, not an eighth, but it's a yerek, so it'll still be a dhamma even if it's not thicker.
No, it was never chalas shein pre on it. What are we saying over here? What did Makai ever say? What are you saying?
By base, we say it's a dhamma, not chalas.
Yeah, you knock a sky dagger, that's why. In other words, it should be an eighth. An eighth, which is. What? An eighth. Which doesn't get a chashivis of the thing, which turned out that it goes down to the chadak. So the Berlach over here says that in Berlach, he says, according to Gaon Panim Yis, Motegar Oloi Mahani, Kibish Nechal Prikam Shigilin Zemaisis. The Maisa, the sack of the Berlach is, Yish Nechim Lemaisa Lechaira, the sack of the Berlach is Vainshing. Over here he's slicing like the Gaon. He's in Machlokis, when's the Chal? It's the Chal, just when it grows, when it starts coming out. The mice of the sack of the Beralach, it goes like the goyim. That's totally in the Samaisris. I'm being passing this just a second. It's the sack of the goyim that's totally in the Samaisris. And being that it, what? Which therefore it's going to have to be red. And inasmuch that it didn't turn red, then the luck is that it could be shak. But for the Oletzian, I don't know, I'm not sure. Yeah. Magma's Yorkis makes Rukhaimus. He says you make shakra on the bar. Why make shakra on the bar? Because brings down the Khaber, says we say it's you. Ramah brings his share, the Goyin, place him say it's on his Maestris. Sabrakahokal, therefore, it doesn't get a shame pre until it gets on his Maestris. Since on his Maestris, which starts getting red, as the ground brings down. Therefore, it's you'll make one into Rukhaimus shakra on the bar, and if it's you want to make a bracha shakra on the bar. I've heard those want to tell you that Yesh Lechalak and Einus HaMaisris is not really true, because as we say that a fruit in order to be Einus HaMaisris has to turn red, apparently it's the tzitzis of these green pickles, green tomatoes, that if you just leave it around, it'll turn red. That which we say is not Einus HaMaisris, when it's on the tree and it's starting to grow and it didn't get to the tree yet, so it didn't really reach its stage of growing yet, and therefore it's certain in the growing, and therefore it doesn't get a shame when it's on Isis. But if you pick it, and we see it's turned from green to red, that means it's not still growing after it gets picked. Alamai, it's a simen, I don't know, whatever, you know, the reason why it changes colors. It's not a simen in the growing. Therefore, what? When you pickle it. Okay, so when you get all these unwrappers, if you have like unwrapped, let's think, like, so let's work it out. You have a banana, which is not so ripe. So what will be the halacha? The greenish bananas. So what will we bang today? What is that? What would you say? Eat a green banana. What would you say? What's all? So we can just like this. If it's like mamish any, okay. So if you're weird and it's mamish not really lachol, office v'yosin really lachak, then it's no bracha. That's not normal. I imagine you're not doing that, right? You're not stopping. If what? What'd you say? If it's Roy Lechel, I day at Chak will be the Lacha. What do you say? According to the Chaber, be a Tzikar Bracha, because Roy Lechel. But Mashenkin, according to. I'm saying according to Elisafai, Michal Adam would be Shahakal. The Shatzi, and then in the Berlach, he's gracious the Choyra that it will be Shahakal, because he's chayshus. I'm saying in the berelacha he's chayshus in the shackle. So I imagine you guys aren't eating things with the berelacha like the chak, right?
Bananas, you can eat them when they're green and
also. Maybe it's not the chak.
Well,
what?
They're
bitter. Bitter. And most people would not eat it.
So that's before you eat it.
Yeah, most people would not eat it. And the Kanami is, if only Rafa did, I did chak.
So that's before you eat it, you don't know
what,
how bitter it is.
No. Chak at all, no bracha. If Nechle did chak, keep your regular bracha. Chaodom and the. That's what she said.
It's
ripened
edible, but it's not
five mice. Yeah, it wouldn't be five mice, but the nan is by the time you get it, I think you're way after that.